This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. With City in Ruins, Don Winslow follows Danny Ryan to Sin City, Las Vegas for the saga in the trilogy's explosive conclusion and the final novel of Winslow's extraordinary career. A billionaire gambling mogul, Danny Ryan has built an empire of glittering mega hotels and casinos along the legendary Las Vegas Strip. A newcomer making both firm allies and bitter enemies as he threatens the city's entrenched establishment in a dangerous battle of money, influence, boardroom intrigue, stock bidding wars, blackmail, and bribery fought at the highest level of the financial and political worlds. City in Ruins, Don Winslow's bold and genre-defining epic of honor, violence, love, and revenge explores how the sins of the past continue to haunt the present and is the enthralling conclusion to this trilogy that has been decades in the making. With piercing insight, narrative prowess, and a masterful ability to blend imagination and literary illusion, New York Times bestselling author Don Winslow delivers the thrilling resolution his fans have eagerly anticipated. Don Winslow is the author of 25 acclaimed award-winning international bestsellers, including 7 New York Times bestsellers, and happy to have Don back on this program. Welcome.
Thanks for having me back.
All right, I'll start with the question you've been getting asked a lot. Why is this the end of your writing career, Don?
You know, a couple of streams have come together. One is, you know, this trilogy took me 30 years to write. I was doing other things in the meantime, of course, a few other books. But so when I finally finished it, it felt like the work of a lifetime. It felt like kind of an ending. You know, as I was rounding the sort of home curve on this book, it felt like the ending was coming up on me. And it just felt like time, you know. I've had a much bigger and better career than I'd ever dreamed of. I'm very grateful for it, but I don't want to take advantage of that gratitude. There comes a time to say, you know, I've been given a lot, it's enough, and exit the stage, hopefully with some grace, you know. Mm-hmm. The other stream is things that are happening in this country and have been for the past few years that I feel are a deep threat to democracy. And I want to focus more on that. And that requires responses that novels just are not amenable to, you know, because of the time that they take. These things demand a faster, more immediate response. So those two things coming together, I think, are, you know, really the reason behind this.
You were a former investigator, anti-terrorist trainer, trial consultant in your previous life. You started writing in your 50s, right?
No. No, I started writing when I was about 6. I wrote a play called Texas John Slaughter and Daniel Boone Go West to Find More Elbow Room. Highly derivative, but not to be coy here. I really started writing in my 20s, but I only became sort of a financial success at it, if you will, or a popular success in my 50s. That's right. But my first book, I think, was published in 1991.
But you always loved to write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, there were always books around my house. My dad was a big bibliophile. My mom was a librarian. And so we always had books around. And I thought, even as a little kid, if the world, you know, worked out that way, that would be the very best thing to be. It's funny, there are 2 kids in our house, or 2 siblings, you know, growing up, my sister and me, and we both became published novelists.
Mm. What did you model this trilogy on, Don?
Well, on the classics. Danny Ryan, the guy that you alluded to in your introduction, is based on Aeneas. And the spine of the book following Danny, or the books, follows the life cycle of Aeneas. Through the Iliad, where he was a minor player, and then into the Aeneid. Every character in this trilogy has an analogous character, either in the Aeneid, the Iliad, the Odyssey, or Greek tragic dramas.
How did you create Danny Ryan? You're from Rhode Island. Is he based loosely on a guy you knew from Rhode Island?
Oh, he's based loosely on a dozen guys I knew from Rhode Island. you know. It's where I grew up. I grew up around that environment. You know, these are guys I played pond hockey with and went to the beach and the bars with and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you know, Danny's not based on anyone. He's definitely fictional, but inspired by a lot of the kids that I knew.
The research for this book and this trilogy, the research specifically on organized crime, how involved was it and what type of research did you do?
You know, the research for these books was quite different from a lot of my other books in that I didn't have to do a lot of research on organized crime in Rhode Island. I grew up around it. It was more a matter of consulting memory, you know, and double checking a few things. The real research of this trilogy came in learning about the classics. You know, I read two or three translations of all those works. I read scholarly works about them. And I also took a semester a college course online in each of those works. So I did a semester on the Iliad and another one on the Odyssey, etc., to give myself, hopefully, you know, a deeper background in the classics.
Did the plot come to you first here or the character?
I would hate to call it the plot because the plot took me 30 years to work out. But the story, when I first read the Iliad, it struck me as so familiar. The themes and the action, you know, seemed to me not only like American crime fiction, but American crime history. And so I had this idea, could I take these classics and turn them into a contemporary crime epic that would stand on its own? You know, you can read these, I hope, with no reference to the classics at all, and still enjoy them just as a straight up contemporary crime story. So I had the overarching story, but followed very quickly on that was the character of Danny. So I think I wouldn't go so far as to say character's everything, but character's everything. You know, if the reader doesn't care about the character, the reader's not going to care about anything that happens in the plot. And so after coming up with sort of that big idea, then it was a matter of focusing on the characters.
How do you deem a novel a success?
I'd be the last one to tell you, you know. I don't have the objectivity on it. For me, you know, it's a success if at the end of the day, I feel that I've told a good story with good characters and told it well, and hopefully with some beauty to it, with a little poetry in it, maybe, you know, in the noir fiction sense. So, that's how I would judge it, but how the readers judge it and how the public judge it, that's really up to them, you know. I think reading is such an individual, subjective activity, you know, that if a reader's take is, well, let me rephrase that. The reader's take is the reader's take, and I'm not going to sort of try to exercise this authorial, you know, thing to say, no, this is my interpretation. Whoever's interpretation is equally valid.
On speaking of the reader's take, what's been the reader's take and feedback to you on you announcing that this is your last book?
Well, they've been very nice. You know, people have been very generous and very, very kind to me in saying, I hope that's not true. You know, I've been on tour. I've been, I think, in 16 cities in the last couple of weeks. So I've seen a lot of readers and talked to a lot of readers. And you know, a lot of them doubt it, by the way. A lot of them, you know, say, ah, you're not retiring and you don't mean it. And I almost feel like collecting bets, you know, sort of monetizing this thing. on a serious level, though, you know, it's been very gratifying, man. People have come up to me and told me how much my books have meant to them, and wished me well. And so, you know, it's been very nice.
What's the best thing about being a writer and having been a writer now?
The work itself. You know, it's the job I always wanted, right? It's, you know, and it did not, as you alluded to, come to me particularly early in life. And so once I got to be a full-time writer, which was, I think, 6 or 7 published books into my career before I could quit my day jobs, then, you know, I had that opportunity to, let me just kill that, sorry, to, I shut my phone off, but my watch rings, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how to stop it. I had the opportunity to be a full-time writer and work, you know, from 5:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening. And really the best thing has been the work itself, you know, wrestling with words, wrestling with ideas, trying to find exactly the right word, trying to find the best rhythms in a sentence or in a paragraph. You know, that's been the fun. And the research, by the way, I've really enjoyed. You know, I tend to be kind of a history geek, and so I've enjoyed doing the research.
Have you ever gone back to reread your first book?
No, I'm just, I don't know that I've been asked that question before. I'm trying to think. I don't think I have, except in the sense that from time to time, you know, I'm asked to read from it, you know, maybe a page or two, but I've never gone back and read it cover to cover.
And none of your earlier works?
None of my works at all. It's the last way I'd spend my time. You know, there are too many great books out there to read, you know? So when Richard Russo comes out with a novel, I'm going to read that day one, or Stephen King, or the late Jim Harrison, or, you know, I'm just right now rereading Moby Dick. It's kind of my airplane book right now, you know? And so when you have the chance, you know, to read those great things, why would I spend time on my own stuff? You know?
What genres do you enjoy reading? You said you're reading Moby Dick now.
Yeah,
reading the classics.
Yeah, you know, prior to Moby Dick, I was reading two Turgenev novels that I hadn't read, which were pretty wonderful. I'm very eclectic, you know. Of course, I read in my genre, my beloved crime fiction genre. Shakespeare, you know, sometimes if it's like a rainy Saturday afternoon or something, I'll open the complete works of Shakespeare at random and just start reading. I read a lot of history. Reading a book right now that's sort of a biography of Genghis Khan and the Mongol Empire, which is pretty fascinating because I know nothing about it. So I read just a lot, you know, just kind of around the map.
And Don, what would you like readers to take away from City in Ruins and this trilogy?
Well, look, you know, what I hope they take away from any of my books, you know, I hope that they get engaged with the characters, that I've brought them into a world that maybe they couldn't otherwise enter, or at least let them see it a little differently. I would like them to see that, you know, maybe life and for that matter, criminality are not always black and white, but more complicated than that, you know, with a lot of shades of gray. Mostly, I hope they enjoy themselves and enjoy the read.
He's Don Winslow. The latest one, the final one in the trilogy. We'll see if this is the final one for Don Winslow.
You don't believe me either.
At least for, I don't.
No,
I think
put
we'll
your money
more.
Down. What do you have in your wallet right now? Like a 5 or a 10 or something you want to lay down, and we'll talk in a couple of years.
I have a feeling after the election, possibly. We shall see.
We shall see.
City in Ruins. It is out now. A terrific book, terrific trilogy. Don, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for your time, man. I appreciate it. Always nice to talk with you.
Thank you. And this is Speaking of Writers.